The Captain's Run, What It Takes to Lead the All Blacks, written by Gregor Paul and read by Greg Smith.
Andy Leslie knew he was fighting a losing battle to keep his breakfast down. The rising tide of anxiety inside him was going to result in a tsunami, where everything solid would be caught in its path and hurled out. Try as he might, he couldn't stop the enormity of the last 24 hours overwhelming him. It shouldn't have been like this. This should have been a day of pride, excitement, and optimism. A day spent receiving pats on the back from those he did and didn't know. A day spent gripped by the warm glow of having achieved something special. But it wasn't going to be like that. It was going to be a day spent gripped by fear, panicking almost, at the turn of events which had seen this perennial provincial battler somewhat randomly named as captain of the All Blacks. Leslie had played in more All Black trials than he could remember, but never had he been selected for the national team. In 1974, he was 30, an age which said he wasn't without hope, but that if he wasn't selected now, he most likely never would be. The occasional press report in the past had bandied his name around as a possibility, but not in 1974. So when he and a few others sat under the grandstand at Athletic Park in Wellington waiting for the team announcement, Leslie was barely even half listening. I know I was sitting with Ian Stevens, who was a halfback in the trials, and that's when Jack Sullivan named the team, recalls Leslie. I was always used to hearing A.R. Sutherland come out, and in this case, it was A.R. Leslie. I was picked in the team, and I didn't hear it at all. Ian Stevens actually gave me a whack on the back, saying, "Shit, you're the captain as well." And that's how I found out, under the stand, sitting there on the steps. All of a sudden, you've probably got the most responsible job in New Zealand, being the captain of the All Blacks, and you've got to set standards. Whether you like it or not, people look up to you and they expect standards. People expect a wee bit more of you, and you've got to live up to that. A bit like Newton's third law, that for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction, Leslie found out he was captain of the All Blacks at precisely the same time as Ian Kirkpatrick discovered he no longer was. Recognised at the time as arguably the world's best rugby player, Kirkpatrick, a fearless and dynamic loose forward, had taken over the captaincy in 1972. By 1974, after a difficult and largely unsuccessful tour of the UK and France in 72-73, Kirkpatrick was no longer the preferred choice to lead the side, despite continuing to be a world-class player. His dignity was not considered worth protecting by those picking the team. No one pre-warned him what might be coming. No one sat him down and explained before the public announcement what was going to happen and why. He was dumped as captain without a word being said, yet still picked in the team, leaving him and Leslie to awkwardly find a way to work together.